Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you want to grow up big and strong, then buy my Mammal Udder Juice products. They won't actually make you big and strong, but we've been literally saying they'll make your bones stronger for years, and no one's questioned it. Yes, in its runny liquid form, this liquid cow teat spray pairs perfectly with everything from your high fructose flakes of corn to your sugary discs of fat, or just by itself. So fresh you can still taste the animal milk sack that we squeezed this out of. Yes, this nutrient-rich ooze was meant for another mammal, but we'll tell you it's good for you by showing you that one athlete you like so much and put a glue that looks like milk on her upper lip. Right, athlete?
Do you have this product?
Oh, what a slogan! And all those sugary treats wouldn't taste good without my solidified udder fat. That's right. Most baked items, fried items, or generally cooked items use slabs of the fattiest part of the cow goo. Or sometimes you spread it on top of the baked things once they're done. Either way, we make sure that you're always eating it. Or you can have our aged cow titty goo. Depending on how long we let it get moldy, changes what kind of fancy block of solid pus it becomes. And if we can't sell enough of it, we'll sneak the excess into your food without you knowing it. In fact, we made it possible for us to sneak it into a ton of food with some fancy politics. How do you think pizza companies made their crust taste better? It's all thanks to us. That's right. Even if you don't think you're buying my goo, you're buying my goo. But you're probably willingly buying my animal squishy glom because we crammed our utter goo agenda into your food pyramid or plate or whatever nonsense picture you subscribe to tell you how to eat healthy. So you now think that you need this in your diet. Once we've brainwashed you to add my gloopy animal squirts into your diet, we've got you for good. Because these solidified cow nipple drops are physically addictive. That's right. When we mold our cow breast milk into these solid blocks of melty mush, it creates casomorphins, which is an opiate more addictive than morphine, which is good for us, because if you really knew how we treat the cows whose udder drops we steal, you wouldn't buy it. It's horrifying and unhygienic and full of hormones and drugs and literal pus and animal abuse. Or maybe you do know all this, but you're too addicted to my solidified blocks of fresh-squeezed mammal to care. If it makes you feel better to pretend that the milk tastes better when the cows are happier, we'll show you a bunch of cows in the field. But that's unrelated to our actual process. So drink and eat my creamy goo that shot out of a larger animal's stomach. Because look, it melts, which is somehow an appealing thing for eating.
That's right. Numb it up.
I'm Roger, by the way, but you can call me the Milkman.
Let's get this shit started.
Hello?
Who is this?
Hit me!
So. Wait. You actually remembered my number?
Baby, I'm wasted. How could I get your number right? How could I get your number right? Right, I just wanna taste it. Let me sip inside. You know I'm in the 305 all night.
What up, though? iHeart Miko Podcast, episode 120. Today is June 4th, 2018. Happy birthday to my cousin Dolores. I remember, bitch. I remembered. Thank you all for joining me today once again. Shout out to everybody that listened to both podcasts last week. Yes, I did two last week, too. Because I was in good spirits and plus it's the playoffs. And I miss so much. Like even I did an episode last, I think, Thursday. And here it is Sunday. Well, technically Monday now. And I just feel like I haven't talked to you guys in forever. Two whole games have happened, more shenanigans in hip hop. Whole bunch of shit has been going on since then. But I do appreciate the numbers. Y'all listening. And I also appreciate you guys that are checking into my YouTube channel. It's iHeart Miko Podcast on YouTube. Please subscribe. Show a bitch that you fuck with her. I know that I put the audio and the video out on two different days. Some people wait for the audio, which I'm not mad at. And some people listen to the audio and the video, which I'm very, very happy about. So make sure that you guys are subscribing not only to the audio, but the video on YouTube. Just keep spreading the word. Letting people know that y'all fuck with me. What else? Shout out my editor, Edward. I don't want to say his full name, but I have an editor who has been doing these videos on YouTube, and he's amazing. He's doing a really good job, and we are slowly, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but we're slowly progressing the podcast, adding more content, more visuals, more funny, more just me. You know, just trying to make this like a show, and eventually, hopefully, it will be just on YouTube. I don't have to put out an audio and then a video. I just want to put it out on YouTube, and so you guys can just see it as well, because I think that's kind of the best part of it. But next week, I will be live from Los Angeles. I'm leaving this week for LA for this entire summer. Team Grimy spends our summers in LA, and Aiden's last day of school is Thursday. So we'll be headed out next week. And so I'll be broadcasting live. I do not have a studio in my house in LA, but I'm going to make one just like I didn't have one here. This is my formal dining room, but I will be making a studio in Los Angeles and probably in one of my guest bedrooms or something. So the visual will look a little bit different, but it'll be the same old ratchet bitch on the mic, same Miko. But I will try my best to get more in studio guests, because I know way more people in LA. And so I, especially basketball, excuse me, I just burped, drinking a tropical smoothie, but, hopefully more people in studio. I will have four mics. So I'll have, be able to have like a larger group even. So hopefully we'll have some fun this summer, coming to you guys from LA. I'm gonna try to get some Drew League interviews and some Drew League stuff going on, cause I think Baby Daddy is going to play in the Drew League if I can get him on a team. So hopefully all that's happening. Today, I got some pushback from the Me Too people or whatever. I'm gonna discuss a little bit more of my opinion, and so that people can kind of understand where I'm coming from, because I feel like people are so stupid and they don't comprehend. So I have to keep reiterating my point, kind of like how the NFL players have to keep saying, it's not about the flag, it's not about the military. Motherfuckers think that I'm saying everybody has no reason to say Me Too. There are some women that can say Me Too, but a lot of y'all is catfish, and I'm not rolling. I'm not fucking with y'all. Today I caught some heat on Instagram about booty play. I'll explain that too. And then I'm catching a little bit of hell about not taking this Pusha T and Drake beef seriously, because I'm just not really like a hip hop person, I guess. So I have a guest who will discuss all these things and more. Oh. The reason that you got that intro is because today is National Cheese Day. And so I just wanted to hate on you guys for a little bit that are still eating dairy, especially you women who are online buying waist trainers and pills and teas, trying to lose your stomach and your fat. And all you have to do is stop eating dairy. If you stop eating dairy, you'll lose your fupa. You lose a lot of that fucking cellulite. A lot of that shit's going to go away if you just stop eating dairy. But you guys don't care. You don't want to look good if you keep eating that shit. You like how you look, and that's cool with you. And you're also like that you're probably going to die before you're 60 years old. That's just kind of how it's going right now. Dairy products have become the number one dietary form of cancer. Let me break that down. Dietary cancer. There are different ways you can get cancer. You can get them from smoking cigarettes. You can get them from the air, you know, this fucked up polluted air that we have. You can get cancer from food. And people don't realize this, but the number one way to get it through food is dairy. It is the number one way to get cancer is food, and it's dairy products. That includes eggs. Okay. People don't realize that eggs are in that category. And I can't understand, like, I was an avid egg eater. Like, I fucking ate eggs a lot. I liked them fucking runny, you know. I used to sop my toast in the runny yolk and shit, like, my nigga, so fire. But when I thought about what eggs were, And I said to myself, you're eating a chicken's period. That's what eggs are. It's actually like every woman knows this. We have an egg that drops every month from one tube or the other, the left or the right. They usually alternate unless you have some issues. Imagine that egg that you drop, putting it in a skillet with some butter, scrambling it, making an omelet over easy, sunny side up, and eating it. That's essentially what you're eating when you eat eggs. And mayonnaise. I was just having to talk with my homie about mayonnaise. He was talking shit to me because I eat vegan mayonnaise. And I was like, well, I just don't want to scramble up, whip up an egg's a chicken's period and smear it on my burger. Like, why do we have to do that when there's plenty of vegan mayonnaise where there's no egg involved? Like, we don't have to eat dairy products. It's not necessary. And for those of you that think, oh, I don't even eat that much dairy, I guarantee you, if you read the labels of everything that you're eating a lot of dairy. They have found a way to put it in everything. And if you're not specific and clear that you don't want dairy in something, or you don't read labels, then you're going to continue to eat it. And, you know, good luck. All I'm saying. And I know everyone says like, oh, we're all going to die. Yes, we're all going to die, but I don't want to die hurting. I don't want to die like on some table with all these tubes, needles everywhere. And I'm like, ah, and my son's watching me die like this. And then I didn't get to see my grandchildren because he was a responsible adult, didn't have kids until he, you know, was much older and ready for it. Like, don't you want to live long enough to see your grandchildren, like play with them, see what kind of life they might have? The reason that people are dying so fast is honestly, I think it's the food. It's the food. That's the only thing that has changed. And until you guys wake up, you're going to die faster. Okay. We're all going to die. Yes. But I want to die like healthy. I want to die like this, like just peaceful. Like, they're going to find me like this in my bed sleeping. That's how I want to die. I don't want to die hurting. I don't want to die with my son crying and looking at me and trying to figure out if he should keep me alive because I decided to eat a whole bunch of bullshit while I was here. So happy National Cheese Day to everyone. Yay. My guest today, I'm going to call my guest so we can get this thing cracking because we are way late. His name is Maul. I've had Maul on the podcast before. He is also one of the three members of the Joe Budden podcast. I was talking to some friends about Maul today and I found out that I don't really know that much about Maul that I thought I did. Like, I was in a group chat with this nigga forever. I've kicked it with him on multiple levels. We've hung out, had fun, but I don't really know Maul. So I'm going to try to get to know Maul a little bit and get on his business and ask him about some of these topics that everybody wants to hear about. Hopefully he answers the damn phone because he was on the train.
Yo. Meek Mill.
How are? And see, now I'm Meek Millie. I can't even be Meek Mill no more. He took my fucking name. I tell people that all the time. I was Meek Mill before this nigga.
Meek Mill was really good.
What's good with you? Thank you for joining me.
Oh man, you know, it's a pleasure having you have me. You know,
appreciate it. You know, I felt a way when I was in New York and you and Joe didn't respond to my text messages. I know you know that.
Yo, you know what's crazy? I didn't see a message until like 2-3 days after you had hit me. And I think Joe had mentioned something about you hitting him or something like that. But I'll be all over the fucking place, man.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't no issue because, you know, when I come through New York, I always hit y'all up. I don't know, nigga. Niggas be fine. I be finding out niggas be mad at me for shit I didn't even know I did. And I just be like, cool, moving on.
Only time I'll be mad at you is if you don't invite me to one of them pool parties at your crib. That's the only time. That's the only time me and you will ever have beef, man.
Yo, my pool parties be lit.
Listen, man, I can't wait for the next one.
You know, I told Joe Budden, I was telling him, like, you don't do pool parties no more. But, you know, I feel like I took his lane a little bit. I feel like I got to eat the West Coast Joe Budden pool parties. Pop
Listen,
it.
I can't wait to get there.
You gonna be in LA anytime this summer?
Come on, you know that.
I just want to make sure because I ain't seen you. I ain't seen you in a minute.
I've been a little busy, but no, I'm definitely making my way out west. You know that.
Okay,
I'm definitely gotta hit you as soon as I touch down.
Okay, cool. So I was talking to one of the homies earlier today. You know, I got a bunch of the homies that want to come on the pod, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna have Maul on today." And mm-hmm. I found out from talking to him because he had all these questions about you that I couldn't answer. And I was like, do I really know Maul? I don't know.
Which homie was this?
I don't want to say his name. I don't. I can tell you off the air because I don't want to. I don't even want to know, you know, whatever. But well, one of the things he was saying to me, he was like, well, how do you know Maul? How did you, you know, get to know Maul? I said, well, I met him in the VIP chat. And then they was like, well, you know, who like, how do I like know who you are, what you do? And I said, you know, I said, isn't Maul's brother somebody famous in hip hop? Mm-hmm. Do you have a famous brother in hip hop?
Yeah, if that's the word you want to use. I think he's pretty known.
Who?
I think both of my brothers are pretty known. I mean, I don't know people that, you know, may not listen to your pod that don't know the story, but my brother's Kareem Biggs. Mm-hmm. He started Rockefeller with Jay and Dave, and my brother Hip Hop.
Yes.
He's responsible for, you know, Kanye's early part of his career, Nicki Minaj, Drake. He managed all of those artists.
See, I don't know who these guys are, but I knew that about you. Like, I knew that you had some brothers, some relatives that are very deep into the hip-hop community. And because I'm not that kind of girl, I never even cared, like, who they were.
Well, you know,
I'm not going to know who they are.
I don't go around waving that flag. Like, I don't go around just, you know, talking about that.
Anyway, you don't.
That's not the type of person I am. But, I mean, you know, pretty much the story is out there now. I mean, people know who my family is by now. That follow the podcast and that follow me. I think they pretty much know that.
Okay. Yeah. See, that's what I felt. I felt like it wasn't important to our friendship. That's why I didn't need to know.
Right.
Who your brothers were. I was like, I don't know. I just know anytime I come to New York, we link up, my nigga. You always got me.
It really ain't important. Those are my brothers and, you know, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? But nah, that's family. I mean, you don't go around just talking about my family like that. But those that know.
And Joe says that you're OVO Maul, so we're going to definitely ask your opinion about this Drake.
Yo, you know what, man? That's like a real thing now. Like,
it is.
People online keep hitting me with OVO Maul. And it's funny. I mean, you know, I got a few guys over there that I rock with. You know what I'm saying? Cool guys, man. You know what I'm saying? Cool dudes.
Great. So let's get into some shit because I don't want to keep you too long. I wanted you on for the whole hour. And so I want to try to keep it to an hour. I do have to do an ad that I'm going to need your participation in. No, I'm not telling you what it is. And don't fuck it up.
Listen, as long as it's not, you know what? I fuck with you. So listen, we're going to roll with it.
When I ever do a halfway through, I'm going to do an ad. I've never had any. I've only just read a script. So this time I'm just going to let it fly. However it come out, dog. This is what it is, nigga. They talking about don't read it so much. Okay, cool. Well, y'all finna get a live motherfucking ad from Miko Grimes. Okay. Shit gonna be funny as fuck, I think.
Let's do it.
So I'm catching hell in this Me Too movement because I'm just not one of those women that just jumps on a train and goes with the motions. Like, I have to do my research. And when I did a little bit of research, what I found out is everybody wasn't raped. Everybody wasn't harassed or assaulted. A lot of these bitches sucked some dick back in the day because they were told that if they did this, they would have a better shot at getting a role or getting a part or just getting pushed close to the front of the line. And they said they did it because these men were powerful and they felt like they had to and everybody else was doing it. And that's wrong. And now they're saying they're a part of the Me Too movement. And I disagree. I feel like that should be a whole separate movie. That should be a teachable moment movement right there. Like, bitch, let me tell you what I did. I sucked all this dick coming up to get where I got. And now I'm an older woman and I'm ashamed of it and I feel bad. And so I should teach women, don't suck dick to get where you want to get. Because when you get older, you're going to look stupid. That's not the Me Too movement. That's a whole nother movement. And people are trying to tell me that those two are combined. That it's just because it's a powerful man. And you felt like you had to suck the dick. I ain't suck no dick to get nowhere. And I could have. And it would have been great head, too, by the way. And I feel like I would have been to the top of the charts or wherever I was going. I would have went straight to the top. But that doesn't mean that should I get something for not sucking dick? Why do they get something for sucking dick and saying now they feel bad about it?
Listen, me, you know what it is, me? Honestly, like, I'm to the point with that. I understand, you know, there are men out here who use their status and their power to kind of back women into a corner, you know, for sexual reasons or whatever, right? And that, to me, that's corny. That's super whack. You know, that shows the type of how weak the man is, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, it's a fine line because it's like, what's harassment? You know what I mean? I've seen some things where they're like, you know, if you tell a woman in the workplace she looks great today, or she looks, it's like now that can almost be taken as harassment, sexual. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so you can't compliment a woman anymore? You know what I mean? Like, I just don't understand. It's such a fine line. And, you know, I don't want to sound insensitive because I know that, you know, these things do go on and that women are victims. And, you know, I have sisters, I have nieces, I have a mother who I love. And, you know, I would physically harm a man if I knew that they were doing that to anyone in my family. But, you know, again, it's such a fine line. And I think that now that, you know, things are coming out, it's like, you can't just be ready to jump and believe every story you hear.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying
bitches be lying. It's so many bitches that have lied. Yeah. So many.
People have motives, man. And people have, you know, greed, they have agendas out
fame,
there. Yeah.
Attention.
So it's like, you gotta be careful. And I think it's unfortunate that, you know, a lot of prominent men are being brought forward and being accused of a lot of these things. And, again, you know, I sympathize with the women that are true victims, but then, you know, the women that are out here lying and you know, that's disrespectful to the women who have really been victims of this thing, because it's like, you're making it, you know what I mean? You're making it to where it's like, they
now we
almost
have to question everybody. Everybody's
exactly.
a question. And then it's like, once you say it, you can't take it back. Like, we automatically think it's true when we hear it.
Right.
Like the
right.
statement comes out and then it's like, boom. And then whenever like Russell Simmons, for example, he proved that his bitch was lying. Nobody's even talking about that no more.
Right.
Like he's
right.
like he
well,
was getting
well,
thrown
to
the wolves.
Right. It goes back to what I say about I always make Kobe an example of this. Like, you know, Kobe was found not guilty, but people still call Kobe, oh, he raped that girl.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's like, yo, though, he was found not guilty. Like, none of that was that case was thrown out. Like, he wasn't found guilty of raping anyone. But that sticks with you forever.
Forever. Yeah.
Just because somebody accused you, you know what I'm saying? It's like forever your name is attached to that. And that's what becomes unfortunate, because, you know, not every man is out here doing that. But if you're accused of it once, then you're forever in everyone's eyes, you know, you're this rapist, you're this predator, you're this, you know what I'm saying? And it's unfortunate, because it's like, again, there are real victims, and I don't want to lose sight of that. There are real victims. And, you know, I hate that there are women that go through that. But then again, there are women that lie about going through that too, though.
Yeah. And I also hate that it's only famous women in the Me Too movement. Like, why the bitch at Subway ain't in the movement? Why she's not getting no camera time? Why did these bitches have a VIP section at the little march for famous people of the
Me
Too movement?
Well, because the men that they're bringing down are so famous. And, you know, the men that they're accusing are they're big in the industry. So,
but all this is,
you know,
showing is that the little guy can keep getting away with it. You have to be famous to get caught.
Right. Right. Again, it's the whole situation is, you know, it's unfortunate. And I mean, you know, it, like I said, I just wish that women, if they aren't victims, you know, like don't say you're a victim if it, you know, you're lying, because you're only affecting the other women that are real victims.
But they don't care. Nobody cares. Everybody wants their own individual. It's something they're personally trying to gain, especially a liar.
Right.
A liar
right.
don't give a fuck that we saying, hey, don't lie. Like, come on, you're ruining the movement. They don't give a fuck. These bitches are like, girl, I just want my name on the news. I want to be trending on social media. Like, I want this nigga that didn't do nothing to me, I just want him to have pain for not, you know, fucking me that one time that I saw him.
And that's crazy, because that's where we're at now as a society.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
social
we care
media.
More about, we care more about, you know, how we look to the public than, you know, morals and ethics. Like, morals and ethics are basically extinct now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, they don't exist anymore. Like, people just out here running around, just doing whatever they want. There's no more rules. There's no out of bounds. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. I said the same thing. I said, and I blame the men, because women have always been like this. We've always been this character, this messy, if I tell on everybody, snitch. But now we have men that are acting like straight bitches. Like, now niggas are doing the most. They want
the
attention.
Those are the hybrids.
I call them soy boys, is what I call them. Soy boys. They eating all that soy.
Like,
they
like,
turn into bitches.
Yeah. Yeah, I like soy boy. I like that.
Soy boys out here is fucking it up. And then it's like, like, you can't even compete no more. Like, with the women are competing with the men now, not just the women.
Right.
You know, and right. It's just sad. It's just sad.
It's nasty. It's nasty, Meek. It's nasty out here right now. That's why I stay out the way.
That's why I look crazy. I look crazy to people. I look dumb crazy to people because I say exactly how I feel.
Yeah, you're gonna look crazy when you stand out. Yeah. When you're the opposite of what's now normal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're gonna stand out. You're gonna be the weirdo because it's like, oh, you don't do this, and it's like, no, like I don't.
And I'm talking shit about it too. Like, nigga, what is y'all doing? What the fuck?
Right.
Who's doing this shit now?
Right.
Oh man, so can I get you, I listened to the podcast, I only got halfway through last week's and I had to be a mom. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I got the gist of, you know, the beef and all that. I'm educating myself on hip-hop through you guys. Mm-hmm. And through beef and all these things, and I said last week on my podcast that I had already known about the blackface campaign that Drake had done, and that might be because I'm an OG Aubrey fan. I literally have been a fan since before he was famous, when he was doing videos with Trey Songz, when Trey Songz was putting him on. Imagine that. Take it back when Trey Songz was that nigga, and he low-key put me on Drake. And he came out with these pictures, and he was just Aubrey then. He wasn't Champagne Poppy. So I had already heard about this. I had also already heard about the baby, because the baby mama had came forward and was saying that he was threatening her, trying to make her get an abortion. Mm-hmm. So what I'm learning in beef is, it's the same thing. Like, it doesn't have to be true. Like, he said he was a deadbeat dad. That's not true.
Right.
You can say anything in a beef as long as it's cool. It doesn't have to be true.
Right.
Why? Okay, here's my thing. Why should I care about this beef? Because everyone's like, why don't you care about this? This changes everything for Drake. And I'm like, what's going to change, my nigga? I'm waiting for the album. What has changed?
Right.
What has changed, you know, for Drake, and what should change for his fan base? Because I don't give a fuck. Pusha had a great diss. I never heard nobody diss Drake like that before. I thought it was incredible. I thought it was talented. I still like Drake's better because he was hitting actual factual bars and shit like that. But what changes now? What changes?
Well, here's my thing. This is how I feel about the situation. You know, and this is all, you know, this is just me being honest. I feel like this is something that has been going on for years that Drake, you know, he avoided. Mm-hmm. And he alluded to, you know, I'm hearing all these shots and this, that, and the third. And then I think it just got to a point now where, you know, he got fed up and decided, you know, at the end of the day, a man is going to be a man. And you're going, you know, so many times you're going to let a man disrespect you before you decide to say something.
Okay.
So Drake engaged in the battle and he responded. I thought his record was dope. And then, you know, Pusha responded and he his record was more disrespectful.
Yes.
And in a battle, that's what wins. When you're in the, you're talking about battle rap, the more disrespect is, you know, is the winner. What, is what the people
even
love.
Even if it's not true.
Even if it's not true, even that's if it's not sick. True, the fact that you say something and it's disrespectful and it's just like people going to be like, oh, you know, he killed him. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm starting to see the narrative, like people are like, oh, Drake's career is over.
Yeah.
It's that and the third. And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's slow down. Let's calm down right. for a second. Nobody's, I don't think, even if, say, Drake responds and he puts out a bomb and, you know, I don't even think Pusha's career will be over.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not career ending.
Does Pusha even have a career in hip hop? For real?
No, he has a career. He has a career.
He puts out an album like every 5 years or some shit like that.
Yeah, but he has a career. He has a sneaker deal. He has, you know, he has a lot of things going on. Like, he has a career. He's not.
I mean, like a music career, not like a. I know he's like the president of good music, I heard.
He's more of a. He has a more of a real hardcore fan base, like that's been following him for years.
Yeah, that's why I can't fuck
he's
with
mainstream.
Him.
He's a mainstream rapper, but he's not as big a mainstream rapper as Drake or some of these other guys. But he does have a career, right? But yeah, so now I'm seeing people like, oh, Drake's career is over. The standing third, Pusha's career is going to be over when Drake responds. Nobody's career is going to end as a result of any of this. Like, let's just be clear. Like, it's a moment in hip hop. We've seen it before. You know, this is not the first time that two rappers have gone at it. This is the first time that we've seen someone talk to or talk about Drake the way that Pusha has.
Mm-hmm.
But even in that, I don't think that, you know, this is not career ending for Drake. Drake is still going to release his music and still put out
a
dope project. People are still going to support it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not career ending for anybody. I just don't, what I don't like is, you know, seeing things outside of the battle where, you know, people are in the industry and other artists are voicing their opinions and things like that. Like, I'm seeing guys say a lot of things where I'm just like confused, because now I don't know where hip hop is anymore. I don't know what state we're in. Like, a lot of people are saying that this, the disrespect was too much, and it was, and it's like, I've never seen.
No, it's no such thing. It's disrespect. No, it's not. It's a battle. It's a beef.
Right, and it's like, as long as these gentlemen keep it on music and keep it in the booth, then I don't see anything wrong. This is where hip hop comes from. It comes from battling. It comes from the park. You know, who's the best in this neighborhood? Who's the best in that? Well, tell him I want to battle him. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the essence of what hip hop is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's the battle. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I just don't understand why now, you know, it's like, oh, you know, it's too much disrespect and Drake shouldn't respond or Drake won't be responding. And it's like, but why not? Drake has a fan base that's like rooting for him, that supports him, that wants a response. That's like, yo, you have to respond to this dude.
But why do people want a response so bad when they don't even consider him like a true MC because he's had help writing? Why do people care?
Because it's for entertainment. At the end of the day, you got to realize what this is. This is all entertainment. You know what I'm saying? You have fan bases. You have people who are, you know, who are basically invested in both of these guys. You know what I'm saying? That support their music, have supported their career, support everything they do outside of music. So it's just like with sports. You know what I'm saying? When your team is playing.
No, you can't compare this to sports, dog. Because you can lie. You can literally write bars that are not true and win. And
you're absolutely right. But what I mean by is by sports, meaning like if I have a team and my team is playing your team,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? It's like you're rooting for – I don't care how bad my team is. Like, I feel like we can beat y'all.
Yeah, that's how I feel about the Cavs and the Warriors.
Right. So it's like, you know, it's like, yeah, like you want to root for your team. But now if your team sits in the locker room and don't come out and perform, you're like, wait, hold up. Like, what you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, let's go at these dudes. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so now this is why Drake fans are like, yo, what's up, man? Like, go at him. You know what I mean? Like, we don't care about.
See, I'm not even like that. I'm like, ignore him. Work on the album, dog. I'm waiting. My summer is not.
No, because we know the album is coming regardless. Like, this is.
But I feel like this might change it. Like, I truly feel like in some of the things that I've read, just on the stuff that Pusha T said about Drake, it sounded to me like this Adidas campaign was going to be featured and focused on his son, like his name's in it. I feel like the album was probably going to have some songs about his son. Now, does this change the album? Like, is he going to do a I don't get it. It's messing with me. It's pissing me off because I don't want the changed album. I want whatever he was going to give us. And I feel like this might have ruined some things.
I don't think that it's going to change anything, because if you rewind to just the day before Pusha dropped his response,
mm-hmm.
you know, everyone was like, oh, it's over for Pusha. It's over this, that. And as soon as Pusha dropped his response, everybody's like, oh, it's over for Drake. So the one thing that's consistent is music. If you put out music and it's good,
people
that changes
forget.
Everything.
Yeah.
People forget. People have a short attention span. It's like, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see guys that are involved in real heavy headlines one week, and the internet is bashing them, and, you know, oh, God, get him out of here. You know, let a couple weeks go by, let a couple months go by.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, he puts out a great song, and he's back on stage, and people are screaming his name. And, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, none of this is all temporary, which is why I don't understand why, you know, people are so
caught up
in this battle.
Yeah.
I can't even be bothered. And it's like, this is just a moment in hip hop. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let the MCs have their moment. Let the fan base have their moment. And then we'll move on, and albums will come out, and tours will go on. And, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and then after that, we over it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, even to today, I don't even really see people talking about the battle or the record that Push put out anymore. Now it's
over
about,
it.
Why is Drake not responding? You know what I'm saying? They're
right.
not even talking about the record anymore. They're like, why has he not responded yet? So it's like, you know, people have short attention spans. It's just a moment. I think let the fans have their moment. Go at it. And, you know,
enjoy
then,
it.
You know, we've seen this movie before. They'll come out on stage together a couple years from now and do a record. Like, we've seen this movie before. Like, we know how this goes. Like, it's not nothing that I don't think, you know, it's just a moment for the fans to enjoy. And it's part of the culture. But people, you know, they're putting too many they added too much into the pot to where it's now it's over boiling and it's overcooking and it's like, all right,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, people acting like it's way deeper. The fun of it.
Yeah, y'all just messed up the pot, man. It's like I don't even care about it no more. It's like, oh, come on, it's too much. Like, I don't even know what's going on in hip hop no more, where MCs can't battle because it's deemed too disrespectful. Like, I don't even, now I'm totally lost. Like, I was kind of, hip hop was losing me before, but now I'm like, I'm off. You can't even battle. Like, yeah, like, there's rules in battling now. Sick. All right, I'm done. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm done.
I feel you. Can you check your Instagram? I just sent you a video, and I would like to talk about this video, but I feel like you should see it first before you give me your input. Did you get that DM?
Okay, yeah.
Don't judge me. I want you to look at it first. Then I'm gonna talk about it, and I'm gonna need your opinion. Okay.
What the fuck?
Okay, so you saw the video, right?
Right.
So let me explain to everyone. I'm sure my editor will post the video. He's so awesome at this. But okay, so there's someone filming a couple at a bar, and mm-hmm. the woman reaches behind the man and puts her hand down the back of his jeans and starts to finger pop him in his booty hole from the bar. Mm-hmm. My comment on this, this was on Lil Duval's Instagram. And he said, women really out here fingering men now. And then he said something to the effect of, what does it say? A man will never be a man if you accept him as a woman. I'm not shaking none of you hoes' hands no more. And my comment was, the only thing that's wrong with this video is that it's in public and they're eating bar food, which is like usually finger food where you lick your fingers, you might, you know. Right. And I said, this is disgusting. I said, but grownups having sex or fingering each other, I don't see a problem with it. I don't understand why women and men can't have butt play amongst each other in their private settings, whether it's eating ass, fingering ass, strap on, dildo, whatever it is you choose to do with your man. I don't call any same sex, I don't call any heterosexual activities gay from a man. And everyone is ripping me, telling me I'm crazy. And I just wanted to get your opinion on that. Outside of it being in a public place and a bitch booty popping you, what is your opinion on the male and butt play to any capacity?
Okay, so first and foremost, there is absolutely no penetration of the male ass is supposed to be going on.
Why not?
Zero.
Why not?
Zero.
You have to tell me why.
Listen, because that's just not what we supposed to engage in. We don't engage in being penetrated. Men are not supposed to be penetrated.
But like, your G-spot is in your prostate. It's right next to your
prostate. I don't care where my G-spot is. Listen, you don't, as a man, you cannot be penetrated, period. Like, if you with a woman and you letting her play, put a finger in your butt, and then, you know, letting her put toys on and going, listen, homie, you one step away from letting her bring a whole new nigga in the bed.
But y'all be wanting to go in a woman's ass, though. That ain't what it's supposed to be about.
Men are not supposed to be penetrated. We can penetrate a woman. We are not supposed to be penetrated. I don't care where our G-spot is located.
So you have never had a woman put her finger in your butt while she was jacking your dick and humming your balls?
Meek.
That don't sound fire?
Listen, this is me you talking to. You know good and goddamn well a woman ain't never put her fingers in my ass. That will never, ever happen. Never. It's just not, you know what I mean? That's not what men is supposed to. It's like, because I'm telling you that if a man is into that, and to him, that's the way he get off, and that's his set. He one step away from entertaining the idea of laying with
him. But I don't agree with that, because it's not the same. Like, you get turned on when you look at a naked woman. And if a woman really takes you there and turns you on and she wants to try some shit, why couldn't you try it with her? I don't understand.
A woman could try a lot of things. Sticking something in my ass is never going down. That's never happening.
Okay.
Like, that's just not, I don't need that. I'm gonna get this nut off in other ways. Like that we ain't going. I've been, you know what I'm saying, 36 years I've been on this planet. I ain't never
needed to get a nut in your ass.
Never.
Okay.
Never.
I mean, you know, maybe you find out one day and you realize it's way more fire. I don't know.
My thing is, we ain't gonna never open that door.
I just feel like men are always asking women to experiment. You guys want a threesome. You want to see your girl eat another bitch pussy. She might not be gay, but she doing it because she want to get a reaction out of you. Like she likes that you like her eating this other bitch pussy or this bitch eating her pussy. How come you guys can't see that as us asking you to try something with us? You know,
we could try other things. You can't penetrate me though. That's okay. So let me ask you this.
So what is your opinion on the salad tossing then? Will you let a woman eat your ass? Is that gay?
Okay. See that, and now this is where it's tricky.
Yes.
Hold on, because this is where it's tricky.
Give me the tricks.
It depends on the position that you're in. You know what I'm saying? Like if you bent over, ass tooted and booted, like come on, homie. Like, you know what I'm saying? What you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like when you a real nigga, it's like you gonna have to go get it. I'm laying down on my back, like you giving me head, like you gonna have to lift the balls and go get it if you want it. But okay. I ain't about to be on.
You're not
my
gonna make it easy
over.
For us.
Hell no.
You're not gonna not make it that. Easy to get to the booty hole.
Yeah, and then we not even doing the real we. You can lick the tape, you know, the gooch, like right between, you know, the
gristle,
the balls and that. Yeah, you can hit that. You can lick the bitch. We ain't about to go full flat.
So you don't like the tongue to just slide across the booty hole?
Listen, I'm not.
It's nothing
right
wrong
there,
with that.
Listen,
that's
that right,
not
that
gay.
Right there is, look, not saying that that's gay. I'm just saying more so when you talk about a woman, you know, going down there and licking a man's ass, it's more so, okay, what position is your man in?
Okay.
If he knees on the bed, ass up, face down, homie, listen, it's a flag on the play. You know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to be in no position like that.
Okay, so what if you laying on your back?
I don't even look for the remote under the bed with my knees on the floor. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
You lay down on your side.
I lay on my side, right? You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's never knees on the floor. You know what I'm saying? Never.
So let me ask you this. What about if you put your knees to your chest? Like you stretching.
Nah, I'm a grown man. I'm not doing that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Why you gotta make it so difficult? That's called changing the diaper right now. You trying to change my diaper. I'm a grown ass man, B. You're not changing my diaper. You know what I'm saying? I'm not putting my knees to my chest while I'm on my back. You're not doing that.
Oh God. Men are no fun. Like y'all really don't want to have no fun. Y'all want the women to do everything. Y'all want us to eat pussy. Y'all want us to take dick in our ass. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want us to do double penetration and shit, but y'all don't want to do nothing.
But Meek, there's always no. You can always say no. You know what I'm saying? Like that's always an option.
My booty hole's a virgin. I saved it for my husband. He didn't want it, so it's gonna remain a virgin. But I just feel like
shouts to Brent. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, he doesn't want any butt play. He don't want no parts of no anal nothing.
See what I'm saying?
He eats to eat ass, but no penetration.
I mean, I think every man has done that. I mean, I don't think that's like, you know, that's part of the cable package now. You know, you get Wi-Fi, you get, you know what I'm saying? You get the internet, you get the phone.
What they call the bundle. Yeah. It's a bundle.
Yeah, the bus. That's part of the bundle package. Yeah, you got to lick your girl ass. I mean, what nigga ain't licking his girl ass?
Yeah, that's true. I'm glad you were honest about it. I just don't get what's gay anymore. I don't get it. I just feel like
sex now should just be free with a woman and a man.
Go ahead.
Nah. Put this in stone, me. A man is not supposed to be penetrated. Period.
Okay. Not
period.
Supposed
That's in
to be
stone.
Penetrated. In
no,
stone.
A man is
man
not supposed to be
not
penetrated.
Supposed to be penetrated. Got it.
Right. That's in stone. Okay. That's the 11th commandment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
My husband won't even let me lick his booty.
See what I'm saying?
He's not even rolling with it at all. Like yeah. I got the death stare one time when I tried. I happened to look up to see when I tried to go down there before I went, I looked up to see he felt me going down and he was already looking at me like, bitch, I will kill you. Back up at the balls. Come back up to the balls.
See what I'm saying? Real nigga. He knows. Man, like, whoa,
he's lucky then, because if he ever went in my ass, I promise you I was going to do him right back. I promise you. So same, if I had that same energy, nigga, you want butt play for me? Let's make sure we have that same energy when I'm down there.
See? Nah, man. A man can't be penetrated, period, man.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, period. Cool. New subject. Did you hear about these cheerleaders that are being used as sex slaves?
No, I didn't hear about
a lot of cheerleaders. I'm kidding. That. I'm kidding. Oh. But I'm not kidding, but I'm kidding. So there's a lot of ex-NFL cheerleaders who are suing the teams because they said they created a hostile work environment. They only get paid like $75 a game. Do you know that? $75 to $150 per game. That's around about $2,000 a year to be a cheerleader.
Nah, that's crazy.
Isn't it crazy? And they have to learn all those routines. They have to do all this stuff. And that's how much they get paid. And then on top of it, if you don't make the squad, there's a group of girls called the Playmakers, or also called the Ambassadors. And their job is to go up to the suites, the clubs, the boxes, whatever sport it is, and schmooze and be felt up by the people that pay for the boxes, like the rich niggas. They have to take pictures with them. They even have to do it with fans. Like, they try to get fans to buy season tickets, and they have these cheerleaders there dressed scantily, you know, pretty provocative, most times in swimsuits. And these women have to just do whatever is being asked. And I read a situation a few weeks ago on my podcast about the Redskins, the Washington Deadskins, what I call them, organization, where they had their swimsuit issue being photographed in Hawaii. And a lot of these women had to go on dates with potential sponsors and advertisers. That was like a part of their job. Like, they have to go on a date with these niggas. Sex is not required, but it does help. And
that's crazy.
I'm just laughing because I'm like, you know, how can you be considered a professional cheerleader and you're getting $75 to $150 a game?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I knew that.
Honestly didn't know that.
And then you're not allowed to fuck the players. If you get caught fucking one of the players, you get fired. But you could fuck one of these niggas that have the boxes and the suites and fans are trying to get to buy season tickets, but you can't fuck any of the guys that play.
AKA the old rich white men.
That helps the front office, though. That helps the owner, you know, sell tickets and everything. So you fucking their running back, and, you know, that only helps you, I guess. It doesn't help the owner of the front office. So I think it's hating because you hating on the women getting paid, because I'm sure, I know this, I don't need to say I'm sure, a lot of the athletes pay for their pussy. Like, they want the you know, they don't feel like working and dating you and courting you. They gonna ask you what it is. Give you the cheese, and you're going to come out, pop bottles, they're going to take a strip club, and eventually you go home and fuck. They hating on that. But they not paying them.
Right.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, everybody got to make a living. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, again, it's unfortunate because, you know, women are put in these situations where it's like they're trying to use their talent, which is dancing and entertaining, to make a living. But it's like,
that ain't even no living. They have to have a job. Yeah, this is a hobby. This is like,
that's crazy. But you know what? You know how I feel about the NFL. I think the whole NFL is just crooked.
It's a scam. I said it's a scammer.
It's the biggest scam
in sports. America is the biggest scammer ever, and football is the biggest scam in sports, I believe.
Yeah, it's like, it goes back to me, you know, back in the slave days where they would, you know, make the slaves, you know, fight each other for entertainment. It's like, that's how I feel about football. It's like, yo, like, y'all going out here, y'all pretty much killing each other slowly.
Yes.
Because, you know, this sport has long-term effects on your life.
Yes.
And it's
for,
like,
non-guaranteed,
you know,
contracts.
Non-guaranteed contracts. And then it's like, you know, you think, when you see these players that get these big contracts, you're like, damn, he got big. But what you think the dude that's paying him
getting? That's chump change. That is not,
you know what I'm saying?
Nothing.
If he's able... Right. If he's able to get him that, what you think he making?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I just view the whole NFL, and they don't support their players standing up for, you know, issues in their communities. Like, I just don't, I'm done with the NFL. You know what I'm saying? But
I can't be done until Brent Grimes is done. You know,
yeah,
it's a job I signed up for.
I know it's a tough situation for you, because I know how you feel about certain issues and things going on with the league. But, you know, me personally, I'm just, you know, that whole thing with Kaepernick just kind of like you basically, they're showing you how they feel about you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're showing you pretty much to your face, yo, listen, we don't care about none of these issues that you feel a way about. Get out here on the field, do what we tell you to do, and that's it.
Period.
And it's like, wait, what?
And you now they can't kneel. Now they have this thing where you can't kneel or your team's going to get fined, and then eventually your team can fine you. And I just want to see what happens next year. I want to see who decides to kneel still, who decides not to even play. There are a couple, multiple players who are saying they're not even going to play next year. And we won't know until it happens, you know. But I just want to see who is really tired. Like, who's pissed?
I have a simple theory, mate. If the star players from every team decided we're not playing, we will see immediate changes in the NFL.
Immediate.
I'm talking about
drastic, immediate.
There will be an
holy
emergency
shit
meeting.
It won't be a week that go by without this shit getting resolved.
Right. If every star player or every African American player decided we are not playing, there will be a change immediately.
They're afraid to put themselves out there. A lot of these players don't give a fuck about the NFL. It's like a prison sentence for them. They're just doing their time. You know, they don't
but
have
you know
any...
what it is?
Go ahead.
You know what it is too, Meek? It's because, you know, a lot of people that have regular 9 to 5s, right? They work in these jobs that they hate. Mm-hmm. They hate these jobs. They hate getting up every morning going to these jobs, and they dread the whole process. And it's like, you know, sometimes you got to just believe in what you believe in. And say, you know what? While this job is paying the bills and this, that, and the third, sometimes you got to decide to do what's right for you and what you love and stand up for what you believe in. Mm-hmm. And just be like, yo, I'm not doing this no more. I'm going to go over here and do this. I'm going to go over here and do what I know is right.
Yeah.
And sometimes, to me, that's more satisfactory than getting up every morning doing something that you dread. So a lot of these players, they know what the NFL is doing is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like they won't do anything about it.
I just feel like they don't support each other.
Right, exactly. But they do have the power to mm-hmm. change. They just don't know the power that they have. They're too afraid to see what kind of power they have.
It's like a
fear.
And that's why
I say it starts with the star players. Because if I'm in the locker room and I'm on this, you know, little rookie contract, or, you know, I'm just happy to be on the team, and I look over and see the star player on my team who's making the most money, if he stands up and says, listen, I'm not going, I'm not playing. If he stands up and says that, that's going to affect me in a way like, damn, like, if he doing that, then, like, yo, I'm not playing.
Yeah.
Like, this is my leader. This is the dude that I look up to.
What you have to know also is a lot of these people see that and say, well, shit, I'm going to take his spot. He's stupid. I can't believe he's giving up this money for other people. Fuck that. I'm about to get me and mine together. I don't give a fuck about, you know, what the police doing to other people. It ain't happening to me.
And that's
we have a lot of those in the league.
That's the problem. You see what I'm saying? Like, but it does happen to professional athletes. we just saw with Sterling Brown.
Yeah, it does happen
like,
to you.
He was tased for parking in an empty parking lot. It was a traffic violation.
Yes,
he got tased over a traffic violation. You know what I'm saying? He had backup called on him for a traffic violation. It's like, are you serious?
Because of the white man and the police fear the big black dick. I've said this so many times. It's you guys' dick that has them scared.
This is why I say it affects all of us, because just because it didn't happen to you doesn't mean that it doesn't affect you.
Right.
It just hasn't happened to you yet.
Or someone you know yet.
Right. And that's mm-hmm. And that's the issue I have with the NFL. It's like, yo, y'all got so much control and so much power. Y'all don't even realize it, and y'all not using it. And that, to me, that is like, that's crazy to me that these players are not
using their power. The number one sport in America, and they not even taking advantage.
Right, and they're not using their power.
Sick.
And, you know, but again, I understand people have families, people have lives, and, you know, I get all of that. I understand. I'm not insensitive to any of that. I understand that. But my thing is, like, you know, at some point, What are you doing for your kids? What are you changing for the future? You know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah.
Like, Muhammad Ali did things that a lot of these athletes wouldn't be able to do if he didn't do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you got to look at all these
because
athletes
of the things that the athletes before you did, and you should give back in that way, at least you can do is be a voice. Yes. Let's pay
and
some
if there's
bills.
Other people
Go
out
ahead.
Here, right. And if there's other people out here that's making a living, not playing in the NFL, if they decide to suspend the year and not pay you, I'm pretty sure you'll be okay too.
Yes, you'll be just fine. Let's pay these bills, Maul. Okay, so let me ask you this. You wear a lot of hats. Is your hairline good? Are you straight? Is there any balding?
My hairline is good.
You got no Fred Sanford, no cul-de-sac popping. None of that.
Nah, we ain't getting none of that. By the grace of God, though, you know what I'm saying?
You're lucky because 66% of men lose their hair by the age of 35. And once you realize that, it's almost too late to start reversing it. And the one thing that I've heard about that can help is forhims.com, which is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness for men. Okay? Now, it sounds crazy, but it's really easy. You really don't have to go to the doctor. You can do this all over the phone. They'll do screening over the phone. You can get some blood work, some tests done. You send it in, and they actually mail you the product yourself. So you don't have to, you know, sometimes you get embarrassed when you go get a test done or anything. And you're, especially for balding, you don't want to sit in a fucking room with a whole bunch of niggas going bald. Everybody know you in there trying to get your hairline together. So this for hims.com makes it very, very easy. It's a one-stop shop for all of these things for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness, and everything. And on top of it, if you order now, my listeners get a trial month for Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See their website for details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/Miko. That's forhims.com/Miko. Maul, you're lucky because I see a lot of people online spraying their hairline on like a lot of niggas is getting weave now. I know you've seen it. Like there's weave happening. Yeah. People are really concerned with their hairline, like a lot. And I think that the reason that people are going bald younger has a lot to do with the diet, but forhims.com can help reverse all that. So good luck to you I don't know when you might lose it. You might never lose it. Some people don't lose their hairline. Some guys, you know, stay fly for a long time. But 66%, that's a high number. So the rest of y'all, make sure you go to forhims.com. Get your hairline together, please, please, please.
Get your hairline together, please. Stop wearing. Stop getting mad when they tell you to take your hat off.
A lot of niggas get so mad. It don't have nothing to do with the fact that they don't have a haircut. It's the hairline.
It's the hairline, yeah.
It's the fucking hairline.
The hat is like the weave for men. I keep telling people that.
Yes, it's the new weave.
That's the new weave. The hat is the new weave.
Yes. So let's get into these playoffs before I get you out of here. Clearly, my team, you know I'm a Cavs fan. I know you're a fucking Cavs hater. Fuck you. Let's just start it off there. Fuck Maul.
I like this because, listen, we're going to get this set.
Let's clear this air up right now.
Everybody thinks I'm a LeBron hater. Everybody
you sound like
I'm
one on
Cavs
social media.
Hater. No, Meek, it's not that. You know what I sound like? I just sound like somebody that's using common sense and not getting caught up in the hype and the era and the moment. Like but this is the thing, Meek. I always say LeBron is one of the greatest ever, ever. Like I say that all the time.
So we're
people
clear.
People just get mad when I say he's not greater than Jordan and he's not the greatest of all time. And that's the only thing people get mad when I say.
I don't get mad. I believe there's an argument for Jordan. Clearly, there's an argument. I grew up. I played in the Jordan era. I was wearing Jordans while he was wearing Jordans in the 90s playing ball.
Me, it's very simple though. Just look at it. What number does LeBron wear?
23. Yes. That's his idol.
And I do get that you can surpass your idol. I get that. Mm-hmm. You grow up idolizing somebody. Jordan idolized somebody, and I'm sure he surpassed who he's idol. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I get it. But the thing is, we're in this era where, you know, people are just trying to totally just remove what Mike has done. And, you know, I get it. You know, because when I was growing up, you know, my dad and, you know, uncles, they would try to tell me about, you know, Kareem and Oscar Robinson and Dr. J and all these guys. And, you know, I would listen, but you couldn't tell me that these guys were better than Mike. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I'm looking at him growing up, and I knew what it was like to sit down on Sundays and watch NBC and see Mike putting up 35, 40, 50. You know what I mean? Like, I remember those feelings. And I'm like, you can't tell me there was somebody greater than this guy. So now you have these kids growing up now that was born in 98, 99, that are now, you know, 21, 20 years old, mm-hmm. they feel like LeBron is the greatest.
You have to give it some thought. Like, even if you've processed it, did you at least process
it?
Because if you think about it in the aspect of game, as far as like who contributes more to their game, to the team, it's clearly LeBron. Now, if you're talking about just pure like play, like, oh, you like Jordan's style of play better, you think that the way Jordan played and won championships is better, I can understand that. But if you're just talking about actual game, there's no question that LeBron is a better all-around player than Jordan. It's no question.
Okay.
He can clearly do things that Jordan couldn't do and wouldn't do.
Which is what?
Statistically, for example, Jordan rebounding, assists, blocks, steals, scoring, all these things LeBron did better than him. Statistically.
Did he?
Statistically. I'm not a stat kind of girl, but yes. Jordan.
Do you know how many times Mike won the scoring title?
No, I understand that. I'm not talking about that specifics. I'm talking about when you score the ball, there's a percentage of shooting, you know, how well you score the ball, not just a number that you have at the end of the game. There are other numbers involved in that.
Well, I think a lot of that comes from, you know, the specimen of an athlete that LeBron is. He's bigger and stronger than Mike was.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's going to be able to – here's my thing, right? And again, LeBron is one of the greatest ever. I want to keep saying that so people don't think that
right.
I don't recognize
that. I don't think you think that.
We will never see another athlete like LeBron, probably ever, right? But when you talk about Jordan – was Defensive Player of the Year and MVP in the same season. LeBron has never won Defensive Player of the Year.
So how am I
the best defender and the best offensive player in 1 year? That says a lot. When you go back and look at these numbers, right? Look at the numbers he was putting up.
That is something I don't think LeBron would ever get. I don't think he would ever get defensive.
I don't think he would ever get that.
And there's a reason, but you know.
But keep in mind, LeBron mm-hmm. is a lot bigger and stronger than Mike.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But you're saying he will never get Defensive Player of the Year. Cool, right? So here's another thing. When you talk about, you know, people love to say, oh, LeBron makes everybody better. He makes all of his teammates better. Mm-hmm. But then in that same conversation, it turns into LeBron doesn't have any help. So my thing is,
Those are two different things. But hold on.
Here's my thing. It's either you're making players better or you need help. It can't be
you
both.
Yes, you can need both.
It cannot be
Let
both.
Me tell
either
you something.
I'm making you better or I need
That doesn't
need
mean, just
help.
Because you're better doesn't mean you're good enough. Just better.
Here's another
you can't
thing.
Understand
no,
that?
Here's, no, no, I don't.
I made players better. They still was trashed, but I made them better because of who I was.
No. Okay, so here's the thing. Here's the thing. LeBron has played with more All-Stars and more Hall of Famers than any other quote-unquote GOAT in the history of the game.
You can't. This is all of these things that you're comparing.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
No, because I'm speaking directly to people saying he needs help. I'm speaking directly to people saying he needs help.
Yes.
LeBron has played with more All-Stars and more Hall of Famers than any other quote-unquote GOAT in the history of the game.
How many GOATs are there, though?
I'll let the people decide that. You know
exactly.
Listen to what I'm saying.
You're talking about
the ones that we deem to be the greatest ever. Mm-hmm. LeBron is in that conversation. I'm just saying let's just take some names: Kareem, Mike, Kobe. Let's just leave those three as GOATs.
I'm not putting Kobe in any GOAT discussion whatsoever.
You would have to, though.
Why?
It would be disrespectful to consider Kobe not one of the greatest of all time.
Why? What has he done to make me think that?
You don't think Kobe has done anything?
Is Kobe better than Jordan?
No, Kobe's not better.
Okay,
than Jordan.
So he's out of there. We can only put one person.
I'm just speaking to some people that would put Kobe in
They're
the
stupid. They're fucking stupid.
But we know that stupid people exist. So I'm just saying.
I can't entertain stupidity, though. I can't care about
LeBron,
those people.
whoever people say LeBron is better than, I'm just saying that LeBron has played with more All-Stars and Hall of Famers than any of those guys.
You also...
So now... Hold on. So another thing, people love to say he makes people better, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the numbers that even role players, I'm not going to even name the stars on this team. Role players on his team have averaged before they played with LeBron. When you look at their numbers were better than when they played with LeBron. Right? Look at Kevin Love. People love to say, oh, he played on a team that was terrible. They weren't going nowhere. He didn't have no help. This, that, and third. So then that would hold true for LeBron. If y'all saying that he doesn't have no help and he has to do everything, then Kevin Love had to do the same thing in Minnesota. So is that why his numbers were 26 and 14 in Minnesota?
Those are empty numbers, by the way. I feel like winning 14 games a year, you get 25. That's not really something you can brag on. Sorry.
No, it is something you can brag on. You still have to score the ball. You're still in the NBA.
I don't care. No one's taking you serious night after night, so you should get 25. Everyone's taking the night off on you. Everyone's taking the night off on you. Yes, they
that's
are.
That's not true.
Yes, they
no,
are.
That's not true. We can't do that because, see, that's
this is another thing you can't do. This is another reason this whole conversation is null and void, because you cannot compare eras. You can't do it. The eras are different. That's what I was saying about the whole Jordan and LeBron. The eras are different. The players are different. The way the NBA was put together is different.
Absolutely.
It's too different to compare those two players. They don't even play the same position. That's why we shouldn't even compare them.
And I can rebuttal that with, okay, cool. This is more of an offensive era. Would you agree?
Yes, because of the athleticism.
Okay. So Mike played in the defensive era and still put up the numbers he was putting up.
No, you can't call that a defensive era. You want to say defensive era because
the
niggas,
90s wasn't a defensive era.
That wasn't
basketball?
Even to me, those fouls from the 90s are bullshit. Bullshit. Those are fouls. I don't care what nobody says. You're not supposed to play basketball like that. All those non-calls, all those technicals that wasn't called, that's bullshit basketball to me.
Cool.
So I don't consider that a defensive era just because it was a whole bunch of niggas that had no offensive game out here fouling the shit out of niggas that could really play and was getting away with
it. Not rolling with that. Whatever you may feel about the 90s, what I'm saying is it was a tougher, more defensive league. That's
no,
what
it
I'm
was
saying.
A tougher, and not more defensive. Them niggas could not slide their feet. Niggas wasn't athletic enough to keep up with none of the real athletes. So what'd they do? They fouled the shit out them. They ran into them, and the refs let them. That's it.
Okay, so here's a question. So, people love to shit on. I'm seeing that become more of a normal thing, that people love to say the 90s was terrible.
I didn't say it was terrible. I'm not one of those people. I was talking about the defense only. That's it.
Okay, so question. If you take the first Dream Team,
mm-hmm.
take the first Dream Team.
92.
And you take any of these other Dream Teams, quote unquote Dream Teams that have come after that. Do you think any of those Dream Teams beat the original Dream Team?
Oh, yeah.
What?
I think that the reason that I say that is because the game has changed. The athleticism has changed. Who's Larry Bird guarding? Who?
Who is Larry Bird guarding?
Who?
Who's going to guard Larry Bird?
Exactly.
Who's going to guard Magic? Who's going to guard Mike? Who's going to guard Charles Barkley?
Magic can't guard nobody either. Be clear. So,
who's gonna guard him though?
All these points are made in that this era of basketball plays better defense and would guard them better, because you actually can't foul nobody.
No.
You actually have
hell
to play
no.
defense or get cooked.
Hell
or get
no.
cooked.
This era, this is not even a defensive era.
It's not
this
because
is, this is all offense.
No. And the reason is because the refs will call a fucking foul. When there's a foul, you will get a technical and you get kicked the fuck out of the game if you just want to swing on a nigga. Back then, you could do that shit and still get 30. You can't do that no more. You can't.
I love you, but if you think that
too.
Any of these Dream Teams that have come after the original Dream Team would beat the original Dream Team,
I just think there's way too much athleticism right now. If Westbrook, even though I don't fuck with his game at all, but none of the niggas on that team is going to stop this nigga. Not a single person. No one's stopping Harden. No one's stopping LeBron. No one's stopping Durant. No one's stopping Steph. Now, can them other niggas get stopped by some of them? I'm going to go yes. This is my vote. I'ma go yes. That mean, these niggas right. today I mean, could stop opinion. Them niggas from the 90s is no shade. That is my era. I fuck with
that's
all of them
opinion.
Niggas. It's
that's
just,
your
it's
I
just
love it,
athleticism. Look at the shoes. Niggas is jumping. Like it's just a different game. It's just a completely different game. It's a that's what
you.
It is. It's a different
you.
Game. It's a different
let's
era. One last question I got to ask you with this Jordan LeBron thing. We got to move on. We got to get to the playoffs.
Okay.
But listen,
okay.
one more Jordan LeBron question. And if you and based on how you answer this, it's going to tell me a lot about you. Okay. Especially your basketball IQ. If Jordan and LeBron played one on one, straight up, who would win?
If Jordan and LeBron played straight up one on one, who would win?
Yeah.
Mike, Jordan.
Why? Why?
Because if you look at,
this is sick. I never thought you would say that. That's hilarious.
Well,
go
listen. Well, let me explain why. Jordan is a better shooter. Jordan is quicker. He has a quicker first step than LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan has more moves. He has better footwork than LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan probably has a higher IQ
no.
in scoring than LeBron.
No.
Oh, this
go
is
ahead.
My opinion.
Okay.
Where LeBron wins is size.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's going to be a factor one on one because you still have to have moves. I don't think LeBron handles the ball well enough. In a one-on-one situation.
So you think that LeBron is going to just keep try to mix his nigga from the top? You trying to tell me that LeBron wouldn't take this nigga right downtown and lay him the fuck up 10 times in a row?
See, I
game
think people,
is 10.
People, you got to remember something on me.
What?
Mike was always one of the best defensive players.
Mike at his heaviest, he was 215 pounds.
All right, but
at
that,
his
okay,
heaviest.
So,
LeBron,
okay,
so let's
I'm
keep
explain.
It real.
So we can go to the most physical sport. We can go to football. We can go to your husband. Your husband is quote unquote, they like to say he's undersized. That was probably the knock on him his whole career. Can he take the size and the strength of the NFL? He's proven that he can do that every year.
You can't compare
so
those
say,
two things. The ball
I'm
is in
no,
someone's
say,
hand. The quarterback is
I'm
throwing
gonna,
the ball in football. Okay. That's why Brent Grimes has an advantage because the
but
ball has to
why.
Be thrown
I'm
by a third person. There is no one throwing this ball in to anyone. This is one-on-one, a head-up fade.
I'm going to tell you why. It some things do you can't compare when it comes to size. LeBron... Okay, you think he's going to back Mike down the entire game and he's just going to have his way with Mike.
I would
do that.
If that would be like me playing against, no, this is one-on-one. This is like if my son said to me, Mom, I want to play you one-on-one. And I just say, okay, and I just take him right down and score 10 times in a row. What could he do to stop me? What?
LeBron can't do that. LeBron
yes,
can do that against smaller players in this era right now.
You've never seen that before. You know why? Because someone helps. There's no help in one-on-one, Ma. There's no help. There's no help. There's no one
seen...
that you can switch with. You're going to have to climb over his back. He is 6'8", 270 pounds. Jordan is 6'4", 215 pounds. Yes, 6'4". I said 6'4". Jordan is not over 6'5". At all. Never been. That's a lie.
That's
a lie.
That's
a lie.
You want to hold on to
it.
I mean, you
it's just science tells you. This is why I say you're a LeBron hater right here, because you won't even allow science to tell you the truth in the aspect of if LeBron wanted to just take the ball and back him down like Magic used to do, nigga, just back him down to the basket, turn around and shoot a layup over him. You're telling me that Jordan could stop that?
Me.
Are you
there's
telling me that?
Player, there's never, yes, that's exactly what I'm telling
God.
You. No player
all
has
right.
ever just backed Mike down and had their
It's
win.
A team
Not
game.
One.
You've never seen him play one-on-one against nobody like that. I'm talking about a
there
one-on-one
are one
fade.
On, there are one-on-one isolation plays in basketball.
There,
no
never, 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 never.
What do you mean never?
There's
no
such thing. There is no such thing
dominated.
As a one-on-one play in basketball. There's five niggas out here.
Listen,
somebody could come help at any moment.
Here's the thing.
Somebody
okay,
can run by
thing.
You, try to block your shot. There's no help in one-on-one basketball.
Okay,
no one
okay,
else is going
thing.
To block LeBron's shot or help Jordan
okay,
or switch.
Okay, here's the thing. So you think that LeBron is going to back Mike down the whole game and that's it?
To win, yes. That would be the smart thing to do.
Me, that's not going to happen.
Why not?
That would not happen.
Why wouldn't
because
he?
That would not happen.
Why
LeBron
wouldn't he?
LeBron's not going to score every single time.
So let me
like,
ask you this.
Happen.
So let me ask you this.
LeBron
if LeBron,
you that
if
LeBron
if
he wouldn't score on Mike every single time.
If
he knows that.
Are you telling me that if LeBron decided to back Jordan down every single time, he never took a jump shot, not one time in this one-on-one matchup.
He would not never, score every single time.
I didn't say he would score every single time. I'm telling you that you're telling me that LeBron would lose one-on-one with Jordan if he just said, you know what, I'm just going to back this nigga down into the post and lay him up. You're saying that Jordan would still beat him?
Yes.
Let's move
LeBron
on.
LeBron doesn't have a...
Let's move
LeBron's
on.
LeBron's post game is not that
You don't
crazy.
Need no post game when you got Jordan behind you. What Yo, post me, game are you speaking
being,
of?
Me, you're being so disrespectful
Maul,
to Michael Jordan
Maul,
right now.
I'm
it's
not.
Ridiculous
Maul,
how disrespectful you're being.
Maul.
This man was literally one of the best defenders
Maul.
Ever in basketball.
Maul, are you taller than ever. Me, Maul? Are you taller than me?
I don't... Yeah, I am.
You think so? I think about the same height. Well, how tall are you?
I don't know, Meek.
Oh,
five,
my God.
5'10".
You
5'8",
dog. You 5'8".
Okay, so I'm 5'8". Now what?
I'm saying to you.
You telling me you going to back me down?
I'm listen to what I'm about to say to you. We're the same height, okay? You and I are the same height. I believe I have way more game than you. Way more game than you.
You can believe that. You can believe that.
I also believe if you backed me down because you're bigger than me, you could score on me anytime you wanted to. That's what I think. That's what I think.
Me. You can't compare you and I. I'm talking about
it is
Jordan. I'm talking about the greatest
size
ever
matters
versus LeBron James.
Size
that's
matters.
That's not gonna happen, me. That's not gonna happen.
Why wouldn't it?
You have completely. You
that's
have
almost like me saying. That's like almost like me saying a high school kid that's smaller than me, shorter than me, everything, telling me he could beat me, and I don't do that to him. Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I just take him down and lay him up every time?
I understand. No, I listen. I understand what you're saying. You think that it's, but I just don't understand how you think it's that easy.
I watch
to
it.
Do that to Michael Jordan.
Because I watch it with bigger niggas, with help. Niggas have help. Niggas have help, and they still can't stop him from going straight to the hole and laying the ball up.
Okay, so this is what we do. If you ever are around LeBron, I want you to tell
I've
him
been
that
around LeBron tradition. Before.
Okay, so but tell, okay, but tell
fuck
him
you
that.
Mean,
tell
Maul.
Him that. Tell him that though. But tell him that.
No, we don't have tell those him, kind yo, of discussions. I don't want to get kicked out.
Him, no,
crew.
But I want you to. No, I want you to have him. I want you to say, yo, I think that you would back Mike down every single time it's going. And I want you to see what his reaction would be.
I can't tell you. I'm gonna do that. Sorry.
You know why you wouldn't do that?
I
you want to know why?
Why?
Because LeBron would look at you like, who the fuck is this crazy ass woman?
No,
crazy
he would say that because now. that's not a conversation that I feel I'm privy to having with him. We don't have that kind of friendship. I wouldn't do that.
I mean, you could talk with any athlete.
Yeah, we haven't.
You have to know an athlete personally.
We haven't.
Like, yo, I think
and
he would be Mike 101.
We haven't, and I wouldn't do that. This is not who I am. I would have to have like a real nigga friendship with you. Like I have multiple real nigga friendships with people that are athletes, and I would have a conversation like that. But he's not one of them.
I want you to have a lot of athletes. I want you to ask one of the athletes that are cool with LeBron to tell him that to his face and ask them what his reaction would be.
I will. I will do that.
I guarantee you, he would laugh.
I might do that. It won't be me, but I might.
I guarantee you he would laugh at that.
He
yeah,
I
no,
might.
That wouldn't happen. But I'm going with Mike 101 for the record.
Of
Mike
course you are. I already knew you were. I just wanted to laugh at you for doing it. So
yeah, I mean because Mike is a better. He's a more skilled player.
No,
than
he's get out of here. Get out of here.
Okay.
Get out of here. One-on-one, that's your size matters, my nigga. You act like we're talking about a nigga that just don't got no game. I know this is a nigga that got game and is bigger than you, big as shit. It's no way. It's no way. It's no fucking way. It's no fucking way, my nigga. No way. Moving on. Cavs, Warriors. Cavs are down 2 games, as expected for the most part.
I'm calling the suite. I think that
Aiden, get the hell out of here.
This is such a great podcast.
I know Aiden, get the hell on. I can see you. Anyways, game 1 was supposed to be a steal. I called it in my podcast before the game. I said, it's going to be a steal. We're going to steal this game. And then as the game was going on, I said, and I really hate that I said it, I said, J.R. Smith is going to fuck this up for us at some point, and he did.
Mm-hmm.
What? Now, people are trying to say, you can't blame J.R. for the loss because Clarkson missed the free throws. The free throw, the second free throw. My thing is this. Players fuck up. People miss free throws all the time. When are you ever supposed to not know the score in your situation? When?
No, again, I don't, you know, that may, we can point to it and say that cost him the game, right? But
the reason I say it cost him the game is because that energy left the regular, that energy left the regular game and carried into, now you start the nigga in the overtime. Everybody hates his fucking guts at this point for not knowing what the fuck is going on. Now you start him in the overtime. Everybody's, you could tell the whole energy was gone. Like, it was so embarrassing. You know, that
I think that a lot of it comes down to coaching. And I'm not sure why Ty Lue hasn't made any changes yet. I think that, and that's another reason why, you know, I laugh every time people say LeBron doesn't have any help. And, you know, because if you look at the Cavs bench, they have players on their bench where, and on other teams, you know, they were playing really well and they were producing. So at some point, I get it. You know, you want to be loyal to the guys that have been there, and, you know, you don't want to, because if you take a guy out and you don't start him, you can lose him mentally, you know, and because a lot of players just can't, you know, they can't accept that. But at some point, you have to make changes.
Who are these people that you speak of that said they had game before they came to Cleveland and suddenly they don't? Who are these people?
Not that they don't have game, but they're just not being, they're not being used and not put in situations to produce the way they were before.
Because yeah, but
LeBron is very ball dominant, right? The ball is in LeBron's hands. Well, you look at Rodney Hood when he was in Utah. He was a rising star in Utah. He was putting up solid numbers. He was definitely playing better than J.R. Smith was playing. That's 100%.
Okay. Rodney Hood admits to struggling playing next to LeBron James in an interview with Mark Spears at ESPN Undefeated. Hood talked about struggling with the expectations, saying that when the Cavs lose a game, it feels like the world is coming down. That sounds like a pussy.
Well, I mean, call it what you will. I'm just saying, I think Tyronn Lue needs to give certain players on that team more playing time.
I'm asking you who, though. I understand that. I agree with you in the aspect that people should play more, but who? Who on this roster is playing worse, or who?
Well, I tweeted when they played, when they was in the Boston series, I tweeted when they was, you know, losing those games and it was looking like, you know, they were going to lose that series. I tweeted, yo, they need to start playing Larry Nance more. They need to start playing Rodney Hood more.
Niggas is bitches is what we finding out in the playoffs. Everybody's not ready for this type of basketball. It's very difficult to play.
But you know what? It is too, Meek. If you're not playing, if I'm on the bench for the entire playoffs, right? Like I'm not getting no playing time, and then all of a sudden you throw me in the finals. It's like, granted, I'm a professional.
I understand that.
My job is to stay ready, but You can't blame an athlete when it's like he's not, his legs aren't there. His timing,
I don't give
his
a
rhythm
fuck.
Is there.
You got but one job. You got one though. Job when you playing with a star like LeBron. You got one job on this team. Every nigga on this team got one fucking job. Do you know what that job is?
Just play hard every night. That's
hit
just,
open shot. You're gonna be a wide open. Because niggas is doubling and triple teaming him. Hit the open shot or make a play. Niggas is not doing either one of those, so I don't feel like LeBron got nobody. I'm Calderon.
No, LeBron.
Nothing. Clarkson, every now and then. Jeff Green, he been doing some shit. Hill, every now and then. Hood, good night.
But he's not, how are you going to say good night to Hood? He's not playing.
He's mentally gone. He is mentally gone.
He's not getting any playing time.
He was getting playing time. You don't remember that? I remember that. And then he fucking checked out. He checked out.
When was this?
2 weeks after he came to the team. 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm talking about in the playoffs.
Fuck you if you're checked out. That's why I'm saying J.R. Smith need to be benched. I don't care. If you're not mentally there, you're useless. You're fucking useless in a championship run.
I'm going to say this. I think if Rodney Hood had J.R. Smith's playing time and his opportunity.
He had it. You don't remember that?
This Cavs team right now would look a lot
better. I wish I could rewind it for you so you could see that he used to have it. And J.R. was very, very nervous about his job until he realized Rodney Hood was a bitch. And he was like, oh, pff, not going to lose that.
Nah, I can't. I mean, I like Rodney Hood's guy. I liked him in Utah.
I loved him in Utah. And I wish I could throw his ass right back there. I wish I could throw him the fuck. He needs what?
He just needs that same opportunity.
He asked to not come in.
That was the fourth quarter, the end of the game.
Who gives a fuck?
Come on, at that point, it's like,
no,
put me in the game. This game
no,
is over. Like,
no.
Don't do that to me. Don't
no.
throw me in here when the game is over.
No, you are on the team. You are supposed to give whatever is asked of you. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, but they're not asking of much. So
well, like, that's why it should have been easy to go in there then. Go in there and show us that you didn't even lost your fucking mind because it looked like you did. And you wouldn't even check in? Bye.
Well, Ty Lue also checked out because he, you know, he had to miss a couple games due to anxiety. And,
watch out. That's disrespectful, and you know it.
It's the truth, though. That's what
disrespectful.
He said. Those are his words.
An illness is different. That's an illness, Maul.
Saying,
watch
I'm
out.
Just saying,
watch
I'm
out,
just
Maul.
He said the pressures of winning and all these and coaching is stressful, which it is.
That
coaching
so,
is a very
so if,
job.
If Rodney Hood came forward and said he had anxiety, I would respect it. This nigga taking medication for something that he already had that is making right. it worse. There's no they don't
under
you can't give this same
under
pass.
These stressful situation.
So
no,
everybody's under stress. Same thing happened to fucking Steve Kerr.
Right.
Everybody
so
has,
this,
but if
though, you gotta,
that's not
you gotta
the same as being
Hood.
A player and being a pussy.
Nah, that's not. I don't think Rodney Hood is a pussy though.
I do.
I
do.
A
big, a big one. A huge one.
Like he said, playing next to LeBron is a lot. It feels like when you lose, the world is. It's a lot of pressure.
Yes.
And some people can't.
Pussy niggas need not apply for this job.
Especially when you don't know when you're going to get in, and then all of a sudden you throw.
He knew that before, Maul. You can't just check in the playoffs. This shit started from the beginning when he first came to the team.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is right now.
Maul, you going to make me. I don't even have time to do the research that you were going to require, but.
No. But I'm just saying he hasn't had enough playing time for me.
Nope.
To be like, oh,
not
he can't
true.
Produce,
not
he
true.
Can't play under
I watched
life.
All
I can't.
82. Not true.
Not. I can't.
True.
Get that. That kid was a rising. That kid was. A
yes,
very
he was,
player,
and we were very excited
very
about him
player.
Coming. And then when we saw him come and realized he could only do it when the stage is small in Utah, when the lights ain't as bright, you pussy nigga.
Nah, but
you're pussy.
We haven't seen him enough though.
Nope.
Seen him enough on the
I've
big
seen
stage.
Enough. I have. I've seen just enough to know that he's
I'm
a
still
pussy.
Rolling with, I'm still rolling with he's a better player.
Who else on this team then? You haven't named nobody else. There's nothing else.
I think that they should be playing Calderon more than Clarkson.
For what?
Honestly.
For what?
Calderon is a vet. He's not going to do nothing outside of his game.
Bullshit.
He's produced in the regular season for them. You got to remember when what's your name went down early in the season. Calderon played really well.
Calderon is the type of nigga that you sub in if somebody gets injured, spot minutes here and there. He is not a staple on your bench. He is not a staple.
Listen, he's very capable. He's gonna produce better than what Clarkson is producing.
I disagree.
He can't produce
who he guarding. Who he guarding better than Clarkson?
Who is Clarkson guarding?
He's more athletic than Calderon.
Fuck that athletic shit.
You're
who
crazy.
Is Clarkson guarding?
Clarkson
who is guarding?
Clarkson has been guarding Steph for the most majority of the time. He's also guarded Klay. Of course, because you're not going to stop these people. But if Calderon was checking any of them, it's barbecue chicken from the beginning. At least Clarkson knows when to switch and is athletic enough to switch and assist the team. Calderon don't have that. That's not who that
is.
You're making up excuses. You're making up excuses for being a LeBron hater. That's what you're doing.
It's not that I'm a LeBron hater. You have to use other pieces, though. You have other pieces, so you have to utilize these pieces. Is all I'm saying.
Nah, I don't
Larry
agree.
Larry Nance needs to be playing more. What's the other kid's name on the bench? I don't know the kid's name, but I mean anybody.
You
other
want
than
me to name him?
J.R. Smith. Anybody other than Clarkson and J.R. Smith needs to be playing.
Jeff
That's
Green, George Hill, Rodney Hood, LeBron James, Kyle Korver, Kevin Love, Larry Nance, Osman, Perkins, J.R. Smith, Tristan.
The ultimate kid, he was playing.
Now I do believe he should have played a little bit.
He was playing better than. Come on, man. See, this is what I'm saying.
I think
players on the bench that have produced this season that all of a sudden now you just you know,
what are you trying to say? Well, who produced this season? You ain't told me nobody yet that has produced this season.
The kid Osman was playing well for them this season.
How?
He was playing really well.
How?
He had good games.
He's getting 11 minutes a game, dog. What are you talking about?
And in those 11 minutes, he was productive.
Oh, watch out. Productive how? How?
So you telling me that kid wasn't playing well at all this season for Cleveland?
It's 11 minutes. You haven't seen anything that shows you that.
I don't care what it is. He's productive.
You're just running your mouth.
That's my point. If you're running your mouth. In 11 minutes.
He wasn't.
In 11 minutes.
It was regular.
He was being productive.
It was regular. It was nothing to.
Nah, man. That kid was playing well. He was playing well for Cleveland.
Maul, you are. Your true colors are showing.
No, man. No, it has nothing to do with LeBron.
I wish I could call a Cavs, like one of my homeboys that knows every, like he is a fucking, he knows everything about them.
And if he said that kid Osman wasn't playing well for them this season, he would be lying.
I'm talking about you saying that it's multiple niggas on this team that should be playing over who? You haven't told me nobody. So Osman should
over
take whose numbers? Whose number should Osman, whose spot should Osman be taking? Who?
I'm not saying take anybody's spot. I'm saying he should be playing.
Okay, over whose minutes?
He's not playing at all.
Whose minutes should he take?
That's for the coach to figure out.
So you talking, but you don't got nothing to back it up with. Nothing.
I'm saying you have players.
Should he take Kevin Love's minutes? Should he take some of Kevin Love's minutes? Should he?
Players on this team that have been producing this season,
should
that all of a sudden you get to the playoffs and you don't play?
I'm asking you whose minutes should he take? I'm asking you that.
That's not my decision.
Exactly.
That's the coach's job to decide the rotations. I'm just saying that's the coach's job to decide rotations. I'm not here to do that.
You got a sweep. You got a sweep picked for this playoff run, right?
Oh yeah. I think
how much money would you be willing to bet on it?
On a sweep? Yeah. I wouldn't bet on a sweep only because I know how the NBA works with ratings and wanting games to go further. But the only reason why I would be willing to bet is because last year, in the same final scenario, mm-hmm. they had Kyrie Irving and they only won one game.
Okay.
They don't have a Kyrie Irving this year.
So why won't you bet?
Only because, like I said, I know how the NBA goes when it comes to games going, series going longer and ratings. And the NBA is about money, so they want the series to go as long as they can. But I don't think that they're going to be able to do enough to stop Golden State from scoring the ball. You can miss some foul calls here and there. You can not call some travels here and there. But when you talk about stopping them from completely putting the ball in the hoop, that's going to be hard to do.
Always. They're a great team. You know they score the ball well. They play defense well. They're coached well. The only thing that I feel is an advantage to me and a Cavs fan is hoping that Kevin Durant continues to be jealous of Steph Curry and tries to play ISO ball as much as he can, have a shitty night shooting, a pout, and cause a fight and gets ejected.
So that's what you're banking on. That's what you're banking on. Okay.
Man, we got the best player in basketball, so he always has a chance. It's just that we have people like J.R. Smith on the team. We have Kevin Love, who always has concussion. If you just knock on wood on his head a couple times, he's going to pass out. Cavs in seven. Fuck you, Maul.
Cavs in seven? Now, how much would you be willing to bet on that?
I could afford to lose that bet.
Yes, I can.
It
depends on how much you put on it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I could afford to lose
it. It matters. Trust me, it matters. Always matters.
How much you want to bet then? What would you be willing to bet?
Cavs in seven.
Cavs in seven, yeah. Let's see.
You don't believe that. How much would you ask me to bet
for Cavs in seven? I'm asking you a question. Mico, I'm not saying I'm going to take the bet. I'm just asking you how much
Mico,
would you bet with me?
That is the hottest take in sports.
Yes. Cavs in seven. What you got on it?
Mico, you are crazy than I thought. Mico, you do not believe that, man. You do not fucking believe that.
I believe that LeBron James is going to get this to seven games. I do. Go ahead.
Why do you believe he's going to get this series right here to seven games, but didn't get it to seven games last year?
I think that last year was different. He had just won the championship. So it was almost like a, how do I put this without being disrespectful? It was okay. Let's say that. It was okay. This year, I still don't believe that, you know, I believe that LeBron can do whatever he puts his mind to. What I don't believe is a supporting cast this year. I don't believe in any, not a fucking single one of them. Not a one. That's why I'm kidding. But I would say LeBron's going to do whatever he can to get the team to seven. And if he
did that in game one.
If he does, yeah. That's what I'm afraid of, the supporting cast. I feel like if it was just niggas that actually knew the score, niggas that you know, didn't have CTE, and niggas that wasn't bitches playing with him, like, we would get this to seven and see what happens in game seven. That's what I think.
I mean,
but the supporting cast is not there. It's not there. It's not happening.
Listen,
he would literally
LeBron.
Have to do it on his own.
I love LeBron. He's one of the greatest ever, but this series ain't going to seven.
Fuck you, Ma.
I'm just being honest. This series,
that's
five,
fine.
Maybe they still won in Cleveland.
Okay,
but no,
we gonna
seven,
see.
Actually, not.
We gonna see.
Mm-mm.
We gonna see. I forgot to warn you, but I would like for you to give me a song to outro this podcast. First of all, tell everyone about your podcast, the days it comes out, your social media, how they can get in touch with you, and if there are any other endeavors that you're involved in.
Well, listen to the Joe Budden podcast with Rory and Maul.
He doesn't chew. I promise you guys, he doesn't chew on that podcast like he's doing on mine.
Well, nah, you come on. This is you fam, so you know we gonna
fuck out of here, nigga. I can hear all of that shit.
Yeah, we air Wednesday on iTunes and SoundCloud. We on Google Play now. You can check out the YouTube video every Thursday, Joe Budden Podcast with Rory and myself.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you say, me?
Your social media.
Oh, social media. Instagram, Maul, that's MAL _ by the way. And on Twitter, it's MAL3_. And yeah, if you check it, we're going on the road. We're hitting the road with the podcast. We got a couple live shows coming up. The dates are sold out, so it doesn't
matter.
I shouldn't even tell you. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Fuck you guys. Fuck y'all and all your fame.
Sold out at this point. I mean, you know, we just a small podcast.
It's all good.
I'm not hating.
I'm proud of you guys.
You family, me. You know, we support you. I got to get a couple. I got to come down here and actually get on video with you. I'm gonna
be in LA this whole summer.
Because I think our dynamic on camera is a little different.
Yes,
like, you
it
know
is.
I mean? I can really get into
and
my
I'm
going to
back you down,
like,
too, because I got a hoop at my house.
I can really get into my shit with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I got a few things in the works, man. You know, just trying to accept anything that's coming my way that I think is dope. And just trying to change the way we create content out here, man. I think
right.
This is the era for creatives. I think this is the era for entrepreneurs. There's nothing that we can't do. There's no access that we don't have. So I'm just trying to, you know, just get together with like-minded people, man. Just do dope shit, man. I just want to do dope shit. I want to do things that haven't been done. I want to create new opportunities for people. And I just want to shed a different light on, you know, the creatives, man, and how we create things and you know, how we bring visions to life. Cause I think that there's so many, the one thing I do love about social media is that it gives you access to so many people around the world.
Mm-hmm.
That are so dope at what they do, and you know, that some people might not know about, whether it's music, whether it's, you know, art, whether it's fashion, whether it's film, podcast, radio, you know, it's so many creatives, man, that I think have the opportunity now in the platform to showcase their talent. So I'm just looking forward to just linking up with dope people, man, and just doing dope shit.
Cool. So I end the podcast now with some music, different song each time. I know that you are a music lover, and so I wanted you to give me an artist and a song. I'll look it up, and yeah.
Let me see.
Anyone?
Let me see. I'm trying to think. You put me on the spot.
I did put you on the spot. Why don't you give me a Pusha T song? Because I don't know anything about him. Why is my phone acting stupid right now, though? Like, educate
okay, so,
me on Pusha T. How about that?
Okay, so you should play. This will kind of take you back to, you know, when this whole beef thing really became like a known issue.
Okay.
So play Pusha T Exodus 23:1.
Exodus 23:1, and I can just Google that, right? I could just look it right on up.
Just Google Pusha T Exodus 23. It'll pop right up. I think it's a dope record. And since you don't really know too much about Push, you know, I'll give you that right there to check out.
Okay, Exodus.
I think you're listening.
Wait, 23:1. Is that what it says?
Mm-hmm.
23:1. Okay, I'm going to play that song on my outro. What does it say? Tell all? No, that's not it. See, there's other. Okay, wait. See, this is why I hate about Apple Music, because it's like you can like type something in, you can type something in, and it's like hella corny niggas that like remade the song or like.
Yeah, no, like, we ain't doing that.
You know what I mean? Like that did something else with the song. Now they could like. Trick you into thinking that's the song that you was looking for. So whack. But my shit is acting up. Exodus 3:2:1. That was not the song. That was not it. That was not it. That was somebody else.
Exodus. It'll pop up.
It's not.
Yeah, that was probably a little light skinned Jermaine or somebody.
It's not coming up.
I'm gonna find
it. Yeah, I'm on Apple. Maybe because my phone is flipping the fuck out right now. I need a new phone so bad. Like I can't.
Maybe he might be. No, his music is on Apple.
Well, it's not coming up.
His music is on Apple. Oh, well, I mean.
I'm going to find it, though. Yeah. I'm going to find it, though. I'm going to do an outro. But thank you for joining me. Thank you for coming on the podcast. This will be out today. I'm going to have the audio out today, and then I'll get the visual out sometime this week. But I appreciate you for coming on, and I hate you at the same time. Go fuck yourself.
Appreciate you. Love you. You know it's all love with us, baby.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, Nick.
All right, peace. Yay, shout out to Maul for joining me. I was trying to keep it low. My phone is like acting a damn fool right now. I can't even like pull up Apple iTunes. I need a new phone, Brent. My phone is tripping. Look, I can't even. It's so annoying. But thank you guys for joining me this week. Like I said, this audio should be out today, which is Monday. I'm going to get this out as soon as possible. And then the visual will be out hopefully within the next 48 hours. I appreciate you guys. Please pass along my link. Share with everyone. Let them know that you're fucking with me. Give me your feedback in the comments whenever I post the podcast. It's always appreciated and always needed. And I'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Served like steak, well done, get a gun in your face, bitch nigga. Beef will have you praying to God, move your kids, have you hiding your mom. Beef is when you hide behind the mother niggas, but they ain't killers, they ain't pulling them triggers.